This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting. Today is the 7th of September, and it is approximately 7:44 Central Standard Time. And my name is Sandra, and I'm the chair, and I will call the roll. Alex Nineberg. Alex, are you there? I don't hear Alex. Holly, Lexa?
I'm here.
Do you hear me now?
Okay, there's Alex. And Ali, was that you?
Yes.
Okay, so Alex, Ali, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
I'm here.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you. And myself, Sandra, the chair. So we do have quorum. Okay, so next up is the posting and where the posting will be posted. The Pacifica National Board did approve our request for a budget of $1,500 for the posting. And Otis McClay has found the previous email address that was used on previous job searches, and it is ed-search@pacifica.org. I have requested that we put a date on there, so ed-search. Perfect. Thank you, Otis. Okay, so ed-search-2021@pacifica.org. Are there any objections to using email address for the applicants to send their resumes? Okay, hearing none, that email address will be adopted.
Otis, just to be clear, those are hyphens, not underscores.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And so to keep it short and simple and keep the cost down, my recommendation is Pacifica Executive Director Search would be the title of the posting. And it would simply say seeking qualified applicants for consideration as permanent executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. Next line, full job description and details can be found at www.pacifica.org. Please send cover letter, resume, and references via email to the email address listed below, which we've already determined is ed-search-2021@pacifica.org. And then an instruction that says applicant subject line must read as follows, Executive Director Applicant 2021. Deadline for submission, I just threw it out there, 10 October 2021, because this is the 7th, and I think it'll take about 3 days to get it posted throughout. And then the last line is simply the Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer. Are there any objections to that as the posting?
Well, not an objection, but one little improvement. When we give them the URL, we don't want to just pacifica.org. We want to give them the URL to the exact page where we will have the job description.
Okay, so other than...
It may not always be highlighted right in the front. I don't know, you know.
Okay, so you want a specific URL?
Yeah. Otis, can you tell us what that could be? Is he there?
Yeah.
We'd like to get a link to the exact page where we'll have the job description on the Pacifica.org website. Instead of telling people to go to the Pacifica.org website and look for it.
There will be a thing over on the left, the window over on the left that will say Executive Director Applications.
Also, if I can make a point, if the URL is really long, that takes up some of the character limitations in some of the ads, because some of them are limited to a certain number of characters. So if the URL is really long, it eats up some of our space for the job description.
Okay.
All right.
They won't have any trouble finding it.
If they are a serious applicant and they go to Pacifica, if they're a serious applicant and they go to Pacifica.org, they will be able to find the information there.
It'll be obvious.
I didn't find any issues with our GM search when it was posted that way previously. So it would just be www.pacifica.org.
Okay. Well, you convinced me.
Okay. So are there any objections or any other comments or questions or input regarding the posting?
Well, okay. Tom's got a question.
Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Well, you didn't call my name when you called the roll, and I'm trying to determine if I'm on this committee or not.
I apologize, Tom. I did not realize that you were on the call. Thank you for joining us. And yes, you are on the committee if you wish to be.
Well, thank you for clarifying that.
If I can add, Tom, we were talking about you earlier, trying to reach out to call you to make sure you knew we were on this call. So we were looking for you. We didn't mean to overlook you.
Okay, no, I did get the text message.
Okay, thank you. So did you have a comment about the posting or a question or other input?
No, I just wanted to be my presence known, that's all.
Okay, well, we will acknowledge that all members of the committee are present. And so thank you, Tom. Okay, so... my goal would be to have this posting posted far and wide by the 10th of September. And given 30 days, we would have the close date as the 10th of October. Are there any discussion or comments regarding that?
That sounds good to me.
Anyone else? Sounds good to me. Okay, great. So we'll get it posted by the 10th of September, and the posting places shall be Pacifica.org, Pacifica Affiliates Listserv, NFCB, GRC, CPB, AMFM Jobs, TV and Radio Jobs, Indeed.com, NETA, Radio Crossings, Public Media Business Association, Current.org, and there was some brief discussion regarding L.A. Times or New York Times. Does anybody want to weigh in on that?
Did you also say all the Pacifica station websites?
Oh, yes, yes. The five signal areas.
Definitely.
I wanted to weigh in on the New York and L.A. Times. I think there's value to putting it in both. I think I heard some conversation before we really got started saying one or the other. But you know, I think it's worth covering both coasts. Just my opinion.
So your recommendation would be that we post it in both the L.A. Times and the New York Times?
Yes. And then, yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Do we have any idea of the cost of those?
We do not.
We do not. Let me weigh in. I don't really think we need them both. It's more like we want to put an ad in one of those major national newspapers to sort of cover ourselves legally. I don't really expect we're going to get candidate from there, although it's certainly possible. But it would be good to show, in case anybody asks, that we did publish in a nationwide newspaper.
If is Ali to the stack?
Go ahead,
yeah.
Ali.
What do you think of?
Yeah, in the past when I've been on GM searches and PD searches, we've done the LA Times ad pretty much just for legal reasons, so that we have proof that it was, you know, published in a national newspaper. But the actual results or returns we got on those was very small. In fact, once the LA Times even did a special bonus for us and ran it in their online job ads and stuff, we didn't really get any viable candidates from it. It was like Alex said, it was more just to show that we have a legal record of it being published in a national newspaper.
Okay, thank you.
I would recommend just the LA Times. Since
anyone else?
We are based in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I guess we should probably take a vote. I'm trying to think how to phrase this. Are there any objections?
Can I ask a question before we take a vote?
Go ahead.
If it turns out that the ad in the New York Times is very reasonable budget-wise, is it worth it just to go ahead and put it in there anyway?
Well, I'm in favor of Vanessa's suggestion that we post it in both L.A. and New York. I think that shows our good faith effort to post it nationwide. I don't think the cost will be prohibitive, but if it is, then we'll have to come back and make a decision. But I would prefer to have the support of this body to post in both locations.
Okay.
I guess
make
the
a comment,
question.
Another comment.
My
comment would be that as long as we don't go over our budget, that it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
If it doesn't push us over our budget, to make sure we can advertise in those other places you mentioned first.
Okay. So, are there any? I'm sorry. Who was that?
I'd like to make an amendment to that. Can we just? We spend no more than, say, I have no idea what it could be, but say $500 at most, if it's going to be both.
Okay. Does anybody object to that?
I'm sorry, please let me repeat the last thing that was said.
Alex is saying that he would like to cap it at $500. To post in both the LA Times and the New York Times.
Okay.
And I was just asking if there was any objection.
Sandra, this is Heather. I'd like to see advertisement in both those papers as well, actually. So I'm just mentioning that. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Heather. So
I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
I'm just doing a quick internet search, and it looks like it's $100 a line for those ads. So if you can keep it to one or two lines, it shouldn't be more than $100 or $200 for those.
Okay. All right. So thank you. I think that's reasonable, and I would prefer to post in both locations as well.
Okay.
So...
Can we do this in two lines? Can we keep it to two lines?
Well, let's see. The posting is one, four lines.
I got another point of information. Sorry.
Go ahead.
So New York Times is $6.40 per word. LA Times is by the line. New York Times is by the word.
Okay, so 58 words.
That would be $371.
Okay. So that was
for New York
Times. And then LA was by the line, and that was four lines. But it doesn't say how many characters are allowed per line.
I'm trying to get to that point in their ad posting pages.
And Ali, while you're looking at that, and when you're saying you're charging by the word or by the line, does that give a specific time frame? Is it like for 30 days or for 2 days? Or?
I think that's for 3 days.
For 3 days?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
You know what? If you want, we could do some more research and get exact numbers. But it looks like we're looking at about $600 or $700 if we want to do both.
Yeah, I'm thinking that putting it in both papers is kind of a luxury or an extravagance. I don't think we really need it.
Well, I would like to post both if it's not cost prohibitive, but we do want it to run for at least 30 days. And so if we're talking about $600 for 3 days, that would be cost prohibitive.
Cost prohibitive.
Would it be worth it to rewrite it for the newspapers to just condense it down to, you know, one sentence, if it's possible? Just pointing them to the website information?
Yeah, that would make sense. Seeking qualified applicants for consideration as permanent executive director of Pacifica Foundation, please send resume to ed-search-2021@pacifica.org no later than 10 October 2021.
Just direct. Just direct them to the Pacifica website. Don't tell them about resumes. Just direct them to the Pacifica. For details, see pacifica.org.
Okay. We can winnow that down. But it is important that we do include the wording, the Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer. That has to be in any posting that we post. That was drilled into me by Netta and Lydia and John Amella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will. What I plan to do is send this out. So I'll send out the one that we're posting far and wide, and then I'll winnow down the one that we want to be very brief with. The New York Times and the LA Times, and everybody can weigh in on that in the next couple of days. Would that be acceptable? So I guess I should ask, are there any objections?
I still would prefer just to post it in one of them instead of both of them. But, you know, it seems like most people feel the opposite, so.
Okay, well, we'll winnow it down. We'll see what the cost will be and see if it's viable to do both and that we can afford it. If not, should we ask if there's a preference one over the other? I know that Alex feels like the LA Times is preferable. If we can only pick one or the other, does anybody want to comment or give input as to which one would be their preference?
I think if it's just one, probably Los Angeles.
Okay, that was Ali. Vanessa?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask over here. Just repeat it for me very quickly, please, if you don't mind.
If we can only do one or the other, do you have a preference, LA Times or New York Times?
I would say LA, if we can only do one.
Okay. Heather?
Well, I was before New York.
Okay, what about you, Tom? Do you have a preference?
Oh, I'd go New York, too, I guess.
Okay. So, I guess I'm kind of leaning with the LA Times myself, but I guess we can cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's find out what the actual cost will be and how long we can post it, and then we'll go from there.
Can I ask a question about this for a moment? Can I just ask
a
question?
Yes, please. Please,
I'd like
ahead.
To know why folks are interested in the LA Times. Why is that rather than New York? I'd like to know your explanation.
Alex, would you care to answer that?
Pacifica's headquarters is in LA. It seems very natural to post something in the LA Times. But it really doesn't. And the bottom line is it doesn't make that big a difference either way.
Okay.
Well, we've already heard from Ali that posting in the LA Times did not produce a large list of candidates. You know, the main reason for posting in a national publication is to provide documentation that we've posted it far and wide in a national publication. So I think we need to cover our bases there, but I think we also need to be frugal with the amount of money that we spend. And so if we can get posting for 30 days in the LA Times for a nominal amount of money versus posting for 30 days in the New York Times for a lot of money, then I would vote to go with the least expensive. So, okay. All right. Next up is email to Lydia Brazon requesting that she request all of the general managers of the Five Signal areas to post this posting on their websites. And then also a request to Ursula Rudenberg of the affiliates or to spread it throughout the affiliates network. And see, Grassroots Coalition and EPB and NFCB, they were all very cooperative when it came to posting it at no charge. For our GM search, so I don't know that they would have an objection to posting it for the ED search. And then current.org and PMBA. And there were two others that I failed to mention earlier. That was the National Hispanic American Radio Professionals and the National African American Radio Professionals. I don't know that they're going to charge us for the posting, but we will check with them to see. Okay, let's see. Next up, the next item would be the PSA and who we could get. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just found that the price for the LA Times ad would be $590 based on the word number you just gave us.
Okay, well, we're gonna cut that down drastically.
Yeah.
But how long is that time frame for?
I'm still looking for that.
Okay.
The ad placement process is goes through a lot of different pages. 30 days. That's $590 for 30 days.
Okay, I think that's probably within reason. But we could probably get that lowered considerably by winnowing it down to just the basics. You know,
uh-huh.
Send resume
yeah.
to, and the EEOC verbiage and the email address.
Yeah, that okay. says they post it on their in the print newspaper and on their online job.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ali.
Sure.
That's very helpful. Okay, and then the next item will be getting a PSA recorded. Not really sure. I mean, here in Houston, we had some volunteer programmers that recorded the PSA to play on air. We'd like to keep it, at about a minute. And I'm thinking that we need to have a neutral party, and I don't care what station they're from, but it needs to sound professional, and it needs to basically hit the highlights that we're looking for a executive director, and something along the lines about a successful candidate will be burst in. I guess a short list of some of the qualifications for an executive director and reference to the email address and a deadline, and also, again, the verbiage that Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer. Does anybody have any ideas? Now, this PSA does not have to be posted by the 10th. We want to get the actual written posting posted by the 10th. That might be a little bit aggressive. But I would say the PSA could start airing within a week from now. But does anybody have any recommendations or suggestions as to who we could get to write the PSA and who we could get to record it and then distribute it to the radio stations in our foundation so that they could start airing at least maybe once or twice a day?
I would say Verna's a good candidate, at least for recording it. She she's got an awesome voice.
I would second that. Yeah.
About the PSA, I think a 1 minute PSA is an awfully long PSA. I don't think we need that much time, especially since we have all kinds of other PSAs, specifically around the election going on right now. We can do a 30-second PSA and get enough information out there for anybody who's interested, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Are there any objections to creating a 30-second PSA announcing the executive director search? Okay, hearing none. Are there any objections to...
Do we need to do one in Spanish?
Yes. Yes, we could. When we did the one here in Houston, we did both English and Spanish.
Oh, so you need a person who's bilingual?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. I don't know if Verna, okay. Well, that's a different issue.
We could have Verna do the English one and have somebody else do the Spanish one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps Paulina or one of our Spanish-speaking programmers from here in Houston. Also, do you have contact information for Verna? I'm assuming you do.
I do. I'd also like to, I don't know if Verna can do it, but if she's available, that would be cool. Another person who's got an awesome voice is the LSB chair, Arthur. I'm blocking on Arthur's last name, McLeod. The different type of voice, but very energetic, very interesting. Verna's is extremely professional. So another name to throw into the pot.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Those are good suggestions. So I think our work is cut out for us at this point. I will send the posting, the long version, and the short version for the LA Times to Cynthia Dobek. And, well, I'll send it to the committee first, and then I'll follow that up with sending it to Cynthia Dobek and the various locations that we want to post. Then we can follow up with coming up with a 30-second PSA and communicating with Verna and Arthur. And did you say he was bilingual?
No, I did not. I don't know that he is.
Okay. So Verna and Arthur, and then perhaps each of us can communicate with our local station boards and see, or our programmers and see who's qualified to do a Spanish version of the same PSA. And then, like I said, we don't have to have the PSA on in the next week, but I would like to have it on within 2 weeks from now, because we're going to post the written posting online and elsewhere for 30 days. But I think that as soon as we can get a verbal PSA put together and sent out to as many people as we can, it would be beneficial.
What was the desired delivery date for the cards?
I would say within 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. I might have a candidate from our Spanish-speaking shows that could do the voicing in Spanish if you guys don't have someone.
Okay. I'll check with our local Spanish-speaking programmers and see if anybody's available. And
it's just a 30-second card, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Heather. I just want to ask a question. If we're doing two languages, which I think is a good idea, how does that work? So do we have the English 30 seconds and the Spanish saying 30 seconds as well? Is that how it would work?
I think so, yeah. We want to keep it short and sweet and give them the exact details if they're interested, where to send their resume. But, yeah, I would think they would run back-to-back. Or
really? At KFK, we run... We run the Spanish language ads during our Spanish programming and English ads during our English programming.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I agree with that.
Right.
Okay.
Does every station have a block of Spanish language programming?
Wow.
I know Houston does.
CSW does. I don't know that we have a lot, but we have some.
Yes, WBAI has a whole block on Sunday afternoon, and in addition, we have some Spanish language programs during the week, but I wouldn't call it a block. There's a couple, two or three or something.
Yes, so it would be appropriate to run it during those shows.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan then. Does anybody else have any other recommendations or suggestions?
So should we see if the affiliates want to have the cards as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let me look into that.
You know, we want to send it far and wide. The affiliates, the five signal areas, both Spanish and English, 30-second PSAs announcing it. And I'm guessing that we'll need to get Lydia to request that of the general managers as well. And we'll need to be specific that we would like the Spanish language PSA to be aired as many times as possible during Spanish language programming, and that the English version should be aired at least once or twice a day. I'm just kind of feeling my way through here, but does anybody have any other comments or suggestions? Okay, so we need to find the people that are...
You said how many times a day did you say? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said at least once or twice a day.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
You know, well, and I should say at least once or twice a day during... we want it to be aired during times when there's obviously higher listenership, which I think is probably going to be different times for each signal area. And, of course, with the affiliates, it would be up to them because we're asking them to do us a favor. But Ursula was very helpful with the previous. I don't think that we asked them to air the PSAs on the affiliates during our GM search, but they did post it far and wide in the printed version on their websites. So again, that would be up to the body, you know, how you want to go about that. But
okay, well, I'll ask the question. We'll see. I'll ask the question.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, so are there any other comments, suggestions, input?
Do we have the final wording of the actual job description that we're going to post?
Well, I read it out loud, and I will send it out in writing within the next 24 hours. And then if anybody has any, I'm going to do the long version and then the short version for the LA Times. And I will send a written version of suggested PSA. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sandra, I wasn't talking about the ad. I was talking about the actual job description that will be posted on the Pacifica website.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought that we agreed previously that we were going to use the job description that you provided. I guess it was at the last meeting or the meeting previous to that.
Okay, I wasn't clear whether we had to, you know, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify that.
Does anyone else have any questions regarding the job description? My memory may be incorrect, but I thought that we had agreed that we were going with the job description that you provided.
I think we did. Yeah, I think we did.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember making a check mark and saying, done. Anyway, okay, is there anything further that we need to discuss tonight?
I had a question.
Next meeting?
Do we want to do the next meeting? Well, if we do it 7 days from today, that will be next Tuesday.
May not actually, at this point, we may not need a meeting next week because basically we're just going to be waiting for resumes to be coming in, right?
That is correct. So,
is there any kind of follow-up we need to do next week? I don't know.
Can we do it by email?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, just getting everybody to sign off on the long version and the short version of what's going to be posted and getting people to weigh in on the PSA and who we are going to ask to record them for us. We can do all of that by email. I don't see a necessity of having a meeting next week unless other members of the body feel that it's necessary. So, are there any objections to meeting again in 2 weeks from today?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none. So we can post for 2 weeks from today.
Good. Is this time good for everyone? Or I thought Alex was saying if we could meet earlier sometimes. Is that still an issue?
I'll tell you what time it is where I am. It's 4:30 in the morning here.
Oh.
How long are you going to be in Greece?
I'll be here until beginning of October. If you want to meet earlier, that's great. But I mean, I could do this if this is best for everybody.
Where are you, Alex? Where are you?
I'm in Greece.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
That's what I said. this time is fine for me. Does anybody object to the 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific, and 4:30 a.m. in Greece?
Yeah, you're trying to get back at me, Sandra.
Not at all. Not at all. So we'll do the same time. We'll do the same time 2 weeks from today. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Please go ahead.
We got an email from Vanessa. She got a response from one of the previous candidates. I don't know if you all saw her email.
I did.
And yeah, without, I guess this is an open call, so I won't say any names, but one of the questions that was in the response was, is there a detailed document of goals, business plan, and priorities the board hopes to accomplish within the first 24 months of the OED? Is that something that would kind of be covered in the big job description that will go on Pacifica.org?
It is covered somewhat in the job description. I really think that the answer to that question should come from the entire PNB. You know,
okay.
I'm not comfortable giving a candidate my personal list because it's rather lengthy. I think that's something that should be voted on by the PNB. But I think what we can do in the meantime is encourage anybody who expresses interest to at least listen in to the PNB open session meetings, of which there are many. You know, there's elections, there's finance, there's personnel, there's coordinating, there's development, who am I leaving out, strategic planning. I think it would be wise, and I think anybody who's truly interested in serving as the executive director is probably somebody who's doing a thorough amount of research. And so I think the best way we could communicate to them until the Pacifica National Board makes the decision that these are our specific goals, that we would just encourage them to listen and do their own research.
Okay.
Right. I mean, does anybody... Excuse me.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay. Does anybody else have any suggestions or recommendations regarding that?
I think we should just stick to the job description. I think if people want something more detailed, I don't think we should try to give anything more detailed, at least not at this point. Maybe when we get to the, you know, interview, like the finalists, we can discuss providing a more detailed guideline, what we're looking for.
I do agree with that. I think that if they're interested enough, they're going to be doing their own research. And it sounded to me like the person that asked this question, Vanessa, has been doing their own research, but they're asking for more details, and those details really need to come from our interim executive director, our finance department, and the full PMB. And with everything else that's going on right now, I don't know that we could get the full PMB to focus on a specific list that would address that question sufficiently. So I'm thinking that, you know, if somebody expresses an interest, we encourage them to do their own research and to listen to any PNB committee or PNB open session meetings. Okay, well, are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then that's the guideline that we'll adopt for the time being, that if anybody expresses a detailed interest, that we encourage them to do their research and listen to the PNB meetings. Okay, is there any other discussion, comments, questions?
This is Heather.
Go ahead.
Sandra, I just want to thank you for all your work on this.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so hearing nothing further, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Vanessa, for your work, and Alex, everyone, all of you, Ollie. I do appreciate all of you, and we'll meet again in 2 weeks. But keep an eye on your emails in the next day or so for further details. And if you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please feel free to email the group.
Thank you,
okay,
Sandra.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.